Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your morning news for Friday, July 8th. Many Rogers customers are experiencing internet and cell phone outages this morning. There are reports of customers around Ontario being unable to connect, including here in Grey Bruce. It also means some debit machines may not be working. We've gotten reports of people encountering difficulties paying for coffee and gas this morning, so you may want to have some cash on you today. Meanwhile, not all ATMs are working for people either. No word on the cause or when Rogers service will be restored, but the outage appears to be widespread. If you need gas today and you haven't taken advantage of this week's lower prices, you should do it soon. Gas prices are down across most of Ontario again today. They're showing up at about $1.85 in Grey Bruce, about $1.75 on Saugeen First Nation. Tomorrow, the price of gas is expected to rise again. As disqualified Conservative leadership candidate Patrick Brown fights his ousting from the race, a whistleblower has come forward. A former volunteer on his campaign says she worked as a consultant for a company, but was told by Brown it was okay to also volunteer with his campaign. She says she eventually learned it wasn't the campaign paying her, but a third party. Companies are not allowed to donate to campaigns. Brown denies any wrongdoing and says he believed the woman was only volunteering outside of her work hours and that his campaign has offered to reimburse the company. The Organization of Canadian Nuclear Industries has named former MPP Bill Walker as their new president and CEO. Walker will oversee all operations for OCNI, including providing services and support for national lab partners and members, membership retention and growth, facilities management, and financial administration. Walker was MPP for Bruce Gray Owen Sound from 2011 until 2022. The municipality of Kincardine is implementing a pay-to-use program for the launch ramp at the marina, thanks to increased usage. The municipality says the Kincardine launch ramp is one of the few which does not charge for use, which goes against common practice for many surrounding harbors and marinas. For the 2022 season, the municipality says users will be charged $10 plus HST a day or $50 per season. Fees will not be charged for existing slip permits as well as launch use during the fishing derby to support the work of the Lake Huron Fishing Club and their initiatives. Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has died after being shot at a political rally. The 67-year-old Abe was giving a speech in support of his former party when a man came up behind him and shot him twice. The 41-year-old man was arrested. Early reports say it appears he used a handmade gun and was a former member of Japan's Navy equivalent. Abe was Japan's longest-serving prime minister, first in 2006, then from 2012 until 2020, when he stepped down due to health issues. Briefly in business news, markets look poised to open up today. The TSX in Toronto opens at 19,063 after going up 333 points yesterday. The Dow Jones is up 38 points in pre-market. Our dollar is trading at 77 U.S. cents, down 12 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is 102.86, up 13 cents a barrel. In sports at Wimbledon, Rafael Nadal has dropped out of the semifinal match he was set to play against Nick Kyrgios due to a torn abdominal muscle. Kyrgios will advance to the final. Novak Djokovic plays Cameron Norrie in the other semifinal this morning. In Major League Ball, the Toronto Blue Jays lost 8-3 to Seattle in the first of a four-game series. Meanwhile, pitcher Yusei Kikuchi has been placed on the 15-day injured list with a neck strain. He joins Hyunjin Ryu and Kevin Gausman on the injured list. In the Canadian Football League, Calgary hammered Edmonton 49-6. Tonight, the Ottawa Redblacks visit the Saskatchewan Roughriders at 9:30. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca.